Why not?
Audience,
fake?
Y'all. You got a bird watching.
I throw my chapstick at that nigga.
My niggas posted.
Bro, they stay over here. Hmm, fuck that nigga.
Morning doves.
I think that's an albino pigeon, nigga.
Kill it.
Look at it, bro.
He said albino pigeon.
Bro, look at it.
That shit look like a morning dove, bro.
That's what it is. It's a morning dove.
Albino pigeons pigeon. Is flying rats. Them motherfuckers is big.
Yeah, too. I hate them shits. If you come to LA and you scared of pigeons, just go back to wherever you came from.
Because
motherfuckers are everywhere.
This is the Durag Discussion.
Damn, Logan, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?
Santa. Oh.
What's good, y'all? Durag Discussions here, man. It's your boy Tev, man.
It's your boy Bryce.
We back, y'all. We are back.
Back like we never left.
Back like we never left. Didn't skip a beat, though.
But y'all probably say otherwise. Shit.
Mental state.
Go ahead. We didn't even talk about it, but we ain't. Gotta start it.
Yeah, my mental state for... We're gonna do 24 or 7.
Let's do both.
Like, both. You like
it. Touch on both.
Shit.
It's been a low-key, like, 2 weeks, too. So, might as well.
Yeah. Shit. Last 24? Shit. Nigga was tired, bro, but... Mental was smooth. Can't even say that, so... I give it like a 8.
Mm. That's good.
Like an 8.
That's solid. Past 24. Shit, I'm trying to. I be able to remember what I did the past day, too. I be forgetting about what I did because I'm just always in the moment. Let's see. Yesterday. Oh, I had a real good day yesterday. So I would say. Past 24, went by the beach, just out by the water last night.
Hell yeah.
Good food. Say I'm at like a, for the 24, 8.5, 8.75.
I like that.
Yeah, 8.75, 8.5. I like that. Pretty good day. I can't complain. Made money at the beginning of the day.
Hey, I made my money at the end of the day.
Yeah, bro, so. It was a chill day. It was exactly what I wanted, where I wanted to be. So I can't complain. Not for the week.
Last 7.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of been. I don't know if this is physical or mental, but I feel like I've been very exhausted.
Could
like,
be both.
Fatigued.
I feel you.
Haven't really been wanting to do shit. Just been wanting to sit like. Somebody singing, boy.
Jenkins, nigga.
Hey, that's that nigga, man. But, shit, for the week, I'll probway say, like, 6.5, bro. And not even because, like, it was a bad week or nothing. I just didn't have that inspiration, that motivation.
Yeah.
I always got the motivation, but I just didn't have, you know, that kick in the ass.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I feel like I needed that.
Sounds like it makes two of us.
Yeah.
Our past week was cool, bro. Shit, Easter was past weekend, so Easter means family, bro. That's it. So
yeah, had a barbecue.
Yeah, family was cool.
That brought me up to a 7.
Yeah. I got my bucket filled for sure with the fam, bro.
Yeah.
Sisters out here, you know.
Oh yeah, I miss Tabby. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Sis came out from H Town, man. It was smooth, so past 7. Shit, I've been in a happy place, bro, past 7, so like 8.5.
8.5, hell yeah.
8.7.
Hey,
yeah.
Bump it up, 0.2.
bro.
Yeah, that's smooth. That's smooth. So, I think last week might have been our highest.
Yeah, as a collective.
Yeah, as a collective. For sure. We all had above 9, right? You're all above 9, I think.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think you might have been like 8.5.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Still, that's pretty damn close. Yeah. That's a round up.
Yeah.
That's a round up.
Yeah.
The average was definitely above 9. But, shit. First thing we're jumping into today, and this was kind of something I wanted to speak on. Got a question for you, sir. And for anybody else. Jealousy, fear, and selfishness. These are three factors that can ruin, destroy, disintegrate what? One word.
Relationship?
Close. Basically, my word was love.
Okay. But yeah.
I feel like a relationship could be it, but I feel like a relationship is kind of like, there's a term to a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could add on to that term, mm-hmm. or you could end it at this term.
Yeah.
Feel me? Yeah. Like, you could be in a relationship with no love, believe it or not.
That is a fact.
So,
with none.
I said love.
None. Zero.
With none. So,
fuck.
I said love just because, shit. I feel like those are the three things that will put a period on love and backspace that motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, here, let's think of three scenarios for each one, or mm-hmm. a scenario for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. In the simplest form, like, it could be your partner jealous of any other thing. Literally, it could be anything, bro.
Yeah.
That you put your time away from they're expecting from you, you know?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Whether it's motherfucking another person.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
your job,
you out with the hobbies,
your friends,
that, you know, anything, bro, you know.
And that could, and I mean, when it comes to the sides, like, the person that's, you know, tripping on those things is the one that's fully in love, is just trying to, and maybe it's not even love, it's just, I want to control this person,
let me put it this way. So, what if it's not about, like, the love, and it's more about, like, how much that person can endure? How long you, like, they could have been from the jump, like, I do not like this.
Like,
within their relationship.
Okay.
Absolutely, within their relationship. From the jump, it could have been something, they get 3-4 years down the line, same thing still going on, they ain't saying nothing about it, you know?
Mm.
They've been jealous about it the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and they just been rocking with it, because that's... they think it'd just be more
but
comfortable.
That's that person's
for
problem.
Yeah.
Because they should have been trying to grow and
trying
to learn how to, okay, I know this ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I can't be trying to control another person. If it's consuming me this much,
mm-hmm.
if it's bothering me this much, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
And they should be able to recognize that
yeah.
and not project that to, oh, they just don't give a fuck. They don't care what I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it kind of, shit, it kind of turns into that who's right, who's wrong,
exactly.
and then you just want to be right.
Exactly.
Like we said on 2 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like the love will only get lost from one side when jealousy is.
Mm.
Because, well, while in a relationship, they only get lost from one, right?
What you mean?
So I'm saying, like, in that scenario, dude is like, oh, she going out with her girls. What the fuck she doing out there?
Mm-hmm.
She on Instagram. Why you post that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that jealousy type shit pushes her away.
Yeah, facts.
Every time she's like, okay, you doing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a step back.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take another 2 inches back. All right, now you tripping over this. Step back again.
I need my 6.
Right.
Get my 6 feet.
Get my
social
6 feet.
Social distance.
Social distance, please. But, so I feel like that's a situation where, shit, jealousy always only takes away one part of the love of the two pieces. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. whoever was jealous is still, you know, interested.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
they may hate what they did to be like, nah, I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah. But that should have definitely drive somebody away, bro.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've been in that situation before.
Facts.
Both sides of it, really. And
for real.
As a young man, if you, like me, my first relationship ended in, like, heartbreak. Like, I'm hurt. You feel me? So.
If y'all can't see me, my hand is raised.
Hey, his hand is raised, so. I think I've said this before. Every man was a nice man until they got their heart broken. Am I right?
You want to go into that?
Hell nah.
Let's go for a swim, bro.
All right, fuck it. So we're going to dive in.
Let's go for a swim.
So what I mean by that is I'll speak from my experience. I'm not going to speak on everybody.
Which you can only do.
Exactly. So for me, shit happened how it happened. Bad shit happened. It was good, but more than good, there was forced good.
Damn, I feel that.
You feel me? I'm trying to make this perfect. I'm gonna do everything I can to the point where I compromise myself.
Self. Yeah, you're going against your own.
I'm going against fucking my will. Own. Yeah. I'm like, I don't do that shit. Yeah. But you know what?
For this person, I will. Exactly. For this person, I'll do it.
And it's not even like that. It's more like, when we young, it's like, yes, ma'am. All right, yep. What do you need?
Because you don't know. Don't know how to control it.
Am I doing it wrong? What did I do wrong? Nothing.
Especially
there has to be something.
The first time around, that first one,
you
bro,
have no clue what's going on. You're just like, you just literally drowning.
Survival
trying to just tread water.
Treading water with ankle weights on.
And everybody around you that's older, that's been through shit, that shit ain't gonna last forever. Watch me, nigga.
Watch.
I'm gonna make this shit work.
Right? Okay. So, okay.
So then, shit, I'm trying to be the best nigga I can in that relationship.
Yeah.
Shit falls
not
through.
Even for me, though.
Right. I compromised myself. I did everything I could. Feel like I definitely did some shit wrong.
For sure.
But,
got to.
Fuck that. In the first one, I didn't do nothing wrong because I'm trying to be a good, like, this is the first time I'm being a boyfriend. I'm
wrong to yourself.
A best boyfriend. Exactly. But I feel like then it ends, then I'm like, what if we always said, I'm not trying to feel that again.
Yeah.
Never again.
I don't want that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. Or, you know, so then I'm like, bet, I'm protecting myself.
Yep.
I'm stepping out the way of bullets.
Got the Great Wall of China around me.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing that can get up in this.
You have to come with a whole army to knock down this wall.
Yeah.
So,
for real. And that shit is fucking horrible, bro.
Terrible.
It is horrible.
And it's the sickest place to be in. Like, you just
feels like you're in a well,
man.
Once you like wake up and see it, it's like you're at the bottom of a well, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And the light is at the fucking 50 feet straight up.
Ain't nowhere to grab.
There's nowhere
climb
to grab, bro.
It's slippery.
Yeah.
Ain't no
it's
rope.
It's dark, nigga. It's
ladder,
lonely.
None of that.
Fuck, though, man.
And you just trying. Look, that's the perfect explanation for it, because it's like you just trying to get to the light.
Mm-hmm. Once you.
But that motherfucker seems so far. I remember sitting down and being like, all right, I want this and a girl. I want this and a girl. I want this and a girl. And I need this.
Mm.
She got to be bad. Like, all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Looking up at the top of that well, like, nigga, how do I get to
how
that?
Do I get up there?
How do
like,
I get
see
to
what
that,
I
though?
Just
yeah, I see I, it like, up I there, but it. Like, that shit look out of reach.
Yeah, literally.
So then, I mean, shit. What's the next?
We didn't finish about the good times.
Right, we still got
shit, man.
Oh.
You were talking about the first. I was talking about my first, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I feel like I did things wrong, not in the situation, wrong to myself.
Right.
You know, going against.
Harmed yourself more than you helped
exactly.
The relationship or situation.
Yeah. Going against everything that well, not everything, but morals that were built, that were taught, you know, just shit, you learning shit. First time around, bro, that shit was tough, for real, for real. Fall head over heels, bro.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
You do not know how to catch yourself.
You don't.
You don't have the muscle mass for that yet.
You don't have the core strength for that yet, partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, I was not ready for what I thought I was ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Being like straight up, I was not ready for it, bro. I'm saying?
Right.
Just because I didn't have the capacity to just be open enough, and the person I was pursuing at the time was not ready for what I thought they were ready for, you know? So I was pushing things onto that person.
Mm-hmm.
I was a child.
14 years old, I was. And it took me... probably 10 years, 9 years to actually... feel secure about my choices.
Yeah.
Make the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
In my own head, mm-hmm. at least. Because I feel like you can never figure out this love shit. This shit just... it's just...
good luck.
It's too deep.
Good luck.
But I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay to say that.
Yeah. Niggas don't know.
I don't know. It's just,
but going back to every man starts as a good man, which I wouldn't say is 100%. Well, every man is a good man before the first heartbreak, which I don't believe that's true.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's true.
Okay.
If a nigga's a dog, he's a dog from jump. You know what I'm saying? If he was built that way, you know, if his family raised him that way or her that way,
mm-hmm.
if they're dogs and that's how they pursue, or that's how it comes off as if right. they're dogs, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what their reality is, bro.
Yeah.
They might not ever get their heart broken in the way that we got our heart broken. It might be in a different way, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's real. That's just our perspective.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
might be so, yeah, right.
Some way different. You know, motherfucker just going out and just torturing people through, giving them the run.
But shit, honestly, I feel like we've had this conversation before, because I feel like even in those situations, in those instances where we feel like, damn, that nigga ain't never been caught up. That nigga ain't never
so we
been
think.
Heartbroken.
So we think.
Exactly.
So we think.
Exactly.
And that's what I was getting into. So that, it might not look the same for us as it looks for them. It might hurt just as bad, bro. It might mm-hmm. take it on the chin. Way different, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't know. I feel like a lot of that can be projected from, even if it wasn't a heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's the nigga's view of his mom, or the view of, you know, whatever he was accustomed to seeing at the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily they was going to be a dog regardless, because I feel like some people see shit and then be like, I'm not trying to deal with my mom, dad, uncle, whatever else.
Yeah. My family's crazy. Like, in the neatest way, shit. They're, my mom popped up and was fucked up. Oh, it came out fucked up. I'm not going to get into that, because that's, this would be a fucking 6-hour episode, you know?
Right.
You got time for that. But just not being a product of your environment, you know what I'm saying?
And that, I think, is separated strong I'm not going to say strong in the weak. I'm going to say those that have a hold of their mental and emotional stability.
Strong and weak.
Those that don't.
Strong and weak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right.
Strong and weak.
You're right. I was trying to be nice.
Fuck nice shit,
it ain't
bro.
In me.
It's real.
It ain't in me.
Yeah. Fuck being nice, bro. Be real. And
facts.
And that's the thing, bro. As a society, I feel like we've gotten so far away from just being straight up as a people. Like, when you are straight up with somebody, they're like, damn, you're being aggressive. Why are you being so aggressive? Or why mm-hmm. are you so straightforward? Like, how would you like me to tell you? Like,
right.
What am I supposed to say? If it's a point for me to get to A to B.
And nowadays, people operate where if you even leave a smidgen of doubt in that motherfucker, statement.
Yeah.
They're going to rebuttal it. And it's like, okay, if you're going to rebuttal, you're not listening.
Yeah.
So I had to put it in a way where you had to sit the fuck down and listen to this shit.
Shut up and listen.
And I had to slap you right on your face.
If I, that's what I'm saying.
You
if
could
I
get hurt and be mad or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's you life. Know that wasn't my intention.
Yeah, it's life. But I was saying, if I could get to A to B, with telling you something that it takes somebody else A to Z, I'm gonna tell you A to B.
Right.
Unless you got the same information.
Fastest way to a point straight. Is a straight line.
Straight as fuck.
So I'm gonna keep it straight with you.
Straight as fuck. That being said, but that was jealousy, bro.
That was just jealousy, y'all. So now, next one, fear. Fear of getting left. Fear of, ooh, we really could have just connected. It really all is connected.
It is.
That fear of, where does the jealousy come from? Fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you catching the motherfucker in red-handed doing some shit.
It wasn't
you
me.
Have before, right? Yeah. Even if you have before, yeah. Now every time they go out, you're in fear.
Your brain is just on you're a thou.
Yeah.
For real. It's on a thou.
Your imagination's running. And the craziest part, most fucked up part, you could be in fear of your significant other doing whatever when they have never even showed you a lick. Or showed you that that's in them.
Anything.
But you could be moving completely off of the three motherfuckers I fucked with before this.
Yeah.
They all did this. So and what makes you different?
Exactly. What makes you different?
But niggas need to realize the reason I'm fucking with you is because you're different. And if that's not your prerogative, then you need to switch up the game plan, my nigga.
That is a fact.
Switch up the game plan. Don't go back to the same shit you just dealt with.
Yeah. But what you just said was real as fuck, bro. That brain will fuck with you. And it ain't fucked up. I mean, it's not even fucked up because it's reality. You can't do shit about it.
Right.
What a motherfucker is doing an hour away from you, you can't do nothing about.
At all.
Nothing.
But it's when it comes to trust, faith, like...
Everything, bro. And if that shit has no solid foundation, bro, it's just not going to last. I know somebody that... got into a relationship, and within like the first week or so, or month or so, not week, month or so, they was checking each other's phones. Mm-mm. I'm like, damn, what are you going through phones for? First off, period. Like, why are you going through phones?
Right.
Second off, you've been together for a month. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? This is not... How you wanna?
You're looking for something to be wrong.
Exactly. What are you looking for?
It's why just are going you looking too for smooth?
Because you're
going. Why is there not a if rock you look, on the path?
If you look, bro, you will find some shit. Mm-hmm. You will, and then that shit. It's your reality now that you made. Mm-hmm. And it might not even be what you think it
and
is.
And what you find might not even be bad. You just might not like the way it came out or whatever.
We just said the same thing two different ways. Mm-hmm. Said, might not be what you think it is, for real, bro.
Facts.
At all. Your brain would just run with it.
That's the main reason why. Well, not the main reason, but like, I don't talk shit about nobody. Check, 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 check. I talk shit about people. I ain't gonna lie. I talk shit. Audible. That's what the fuck I do. Like,
I talk shit.
I'm a shit talker. Yep. You know me, I'm a shit talker.
I'm gonna talk shit to you. Yep.
Like, that's what I do. I'm going to do it in your face.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it out loud.
Yeah. I'm going to talk.
That's what the fuck I do.
Talk shit.
So,
yeah.
But when it comes to being on my phone, I will not talk shit about somebody on a chat. I won't talk shit about nobody on messages. I won't talk shit about nobody. I feel like the phone is a little different because it can't be recorded.
I hate phones.
I hate talking on the phone, period. But... yeah, like, I just don't do shit like that because I feel like if somebody were to go through my shit, I want them to look dumb. My biggest thing when I was even younger, I used to love when a teacher would say I did some shit and I knew I didn't.
Yeah.
To show that evidence.
Because they are dead ass, bro.
I'm sitting there smiling
dead
like.
Dead ass, bro.
My apology, please. Like, you feel me? Like, right. Go ahead, go through my phone.
Yeah, facts.
I ain't talking about shit.
And even more, and mostly because I don't give a fuck about most people's business.
Yeah.
Like, when people bring gossip to me, unless it's, like, somebody that, like, is real close to me or connected to me or my life is affected by that person, yeah. I'm going to sit there and be like, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. I'm going to let somebody else just talk.
Yeah, fact.
I'm not going to engage.
Yeah. I hate gossip, too, bro. I hate that shit. The only way...
That's the main reason I hated middle school and high school.
Gotcha.
Hated them.
Everybody hated knew me. Everything about shit that wasn't what it was.
Right.
Like, how? I'm saying. But the only way I feel like I would ever get involved in gossip, which I hate, bro. Hate how this shit, like, works. It's like what you said. If it affects me directly, you know. Or my direct surroundings, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if an auntie come up to me with some bullshit, like, my ears are off, bro. Right. Off. There's nothing for... If this has nothing to do with you, ain't got shit to do with me, what the fuck are we talking
about? Niggas would get mad at me if they trying to talk shit about somebody in front of me, because I'll sit there and play devil's advocate up and down the motherfucking conversation.
Straight up, I don't know shit. I could have had a whole convo with this
right
person here. I don't know shit.
The motherfucker will end up walking away from the conversation mad at me, too. Like, shit. I'm just bringing in the other opinion. Yeah, like, that's my big... I think that's one of my... I think that's one of my biggest strengths is that, like, I can just... Even when shit is, like... Like, even if I'm arguing with somebody and I don't want to let the nigga win...
Yeah.
I will still, with myself, reflect what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this mm-hmm. was right, this was right.
Yeah.
And I will reflect that mm-hmm. out loud.
Yeah.
You right. I will take that.
Same.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can have that.
Yep.
But this is what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this can't be disputed because it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Then they might get mad at it and it's like, all right, well, now we're not going to get nowhere with this because you're running on emotion, so we're done. I'm going to leave it here.
Damn, I was going to say so.
Brandon Marshall?
You ain't to that fuck nigga yet. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. That is one thing that I hated about fucking high school, bro. It's cause it could be like your two closest friends, motherfuckers, mm-hmm. beefing. And this shit happened
and you
throughout and you
and they gonna fuck, force you to pick us
your
up.
Ass is in the middle. And guess where the fuck Kevin stayed?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. I ain't got shit to do with y'all.
Do my own thing then.
Yep.
Till y'all niggas figure this out.
Can you figure your shit out though?
See, I'm the type, I'm going to bring both them niggas in the same place and be like, nigga, figure it out.
I feel that. You can't force them.
Because everybody else outside, fuck that.
I'm not forcing it. Y'all figure it out.
No,
y'all
I'm going to force that shit because,
yeah, I feel you.
Nigga, if we know what the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
That is true.
We know we are close. We know. Like, and this shit.
It's bullshit.
It's little.
Yeah.
It's little. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. It's little.
If it's little shit, I feel you.
But sometimes, even if it's big shit, it started with something little.
Yeah.
And we let it get to this point, and we're bigger than that because we're closer than that, right?
Yeah, facts.
So, like, I remember in college, two of my boys, I was in bed, bro. Like, these niggas out partying. I was in bed. This mm-hmm. is the day before graduation. I was still a junior, but my boy was graduating. And my nigga, I was in, well, we were all in the same class, but he just was done in four. We still had an extra year because mm-hmm. redshirt and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But these niggas was duking it out, like, throwing blows. An ex had ran into my house. My door's unlocked. We lived in Colorado, so nigga, doors is unlocked, like.
Which is strange as fuck.
It's strange as fuck. But I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, bro, I'm like, ain't nobody testing me out here. We in the mountains, bro. Like, I can handle that. she ran in my house. My girl at the time is in bed with me.
What the fuck?
So that started some whole other shit.
I already know.
And we not even gonna go down that.
Yeah, path. I already know.
So I'm hot coming down the stairs. Like, bro, get out my house, bro. Like, you're doing too much. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I go down. I got to neutralize the situation. One of the niggas is walking down the street. They both drank a whole bottle of brown. Each of them bought a bottle of brown. And, like, not no pint, nigga. Like, nigga, the whole shebang, nigga. Like, the whole handle.
What the fuck?
These niggas were so fucked up. I scooped the nigga that wasn't graduating.
Mm-hmm.
He had socked the other nigga, which was actually my roommate at the time.
And they had like fucked up the homegirl crib, fucked her TV up, knocked couches over, like damn. Coffee tables. So they all like, come get your friends, come get your friends. I'm like, why y'all even in there? Like, if I wasn't there, but I know, nigga, I'm 10 toes, head up, chin up, enough to be like, something's about to pop off. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to separate. But white people like to watch shit, so we're not even going to do that.
They don't know how to de-escalate the situation.
So, one's walking down the street. I have to drive. Or first of all, one nigga's already at the house. He's still at the crib. I put him in the car. I'm like, nigga, get in the car. And, bro, we work together, too. So, this is going to be a long story. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
We work together, me and my roommate. Mm-hmm. So, this nigga, before we even get off work, we have a bar attached to the restaurant. So, we get a free drink. And if you want to keep buying drinks, you can. He got his first free drink. I think he kept getting fed drinks by the owner for free.
Yep.
Nigga got home. This nigga running through the sprinklers and shit.
Off work? Fresh off work?
Fresh off work. He's running through the sprinklers. I was like,
oh, shit.
I'm looking like, and I'm laughing, of course, first. Yeah. I'm like, this nigga dumb. Like, drunk ass nigga. I'm like, bro, nigga get dressed. He all fucked up. I'm like, bro, be safe tonight, please, nigga. Be safe, bro. That's I'm going to tell that to any nigga, any family member, girls, anybody. Like anything. Be safe tonight, please. Yeah. And if you need me, hit me. So I grab the first nigga. He's at the house still. Like, we're still in the complex. We got to drive down and get this other nigga who's walking down the street, drunk as fuck, my roommate. Mm-hmm. Got a fucking big-ass bruise, fucking mass on his head, like... Nigga got tagged, so he probably concussed or something. Yeah. Get both them niggas in the car. These niggas is venting like... When I tell you, this is the funniest shit, bro. When two niggas drunk as hell start venting to each other, and you know they like not even bout the shits no more, they just trying to go home. Yeah. Like, it's like... And these niggas like, nah, bro, you just... I was like, bro, both y'all niggas shut the fuck up, nigga. Both of y'all niggas is weak as fuck for swinging on each other.
Yeah.
Pull it together. Y'all are some grown-ass men. Nigga, you about to graduate tomorrow. You got a nipple on your head.
Ow.
Nigga, you're... Both y'all niggas drunk. And I'm like... And another nigga who's with us, who's usually around... I'm not gonna say he's one of the niggas. He's usually around. I'd never claim him as mine. But... he's always the instigator. So he was... We come to find out... We're all in the car. We talking over the shit.
That nigga.
Come to find out. Well, JB did this. Oh, said his name. Fuck him. He did this. Then he was saying this. Then he swung. Then. Well, then who was the fucking problem then? Because, nigga, y'all two niggas are like this.
Yep. Supposedly.
Right? Nigga, we kick it every day.
Yeah.
We ain't never had no problems.
Yeah. Until... Such a substitute.
Like I said earlier, remove the fucking variable.
Yeah.
Who was the variable? The nigga that...
JB.
Exactly.
That nigga, whoever so, that it is.
And I ain't never no hard feelings. Like, I'm not saying fuck that nigga, but...
Fuck him.
Dang.
I can say it. I don't know that nigga.
I just feel like when you do... When you try to fire up a situation between people who call you call your friends.
Mm-hmm. That ain't it.
That ain't it, bro. That's that bitch shit. So, and even if you try to buck up on friends, I ain't never bucked up on a friend and said, no. "Nigga, let's fight, bro." Because
that's not like, what friends do.
I'm not
do.
Even anybody that know me. I'm not even the type to play fight with you, bro. Because nigga, when I'm trying to fight you, I'm trying to kill.
Yeah,
like there's no in between.
To play,
like,
same. I'm the same way, bro. Because.
And I've seen too many play fights.
That turn.
A nigga get tagged, and then nigga get mad, turn red, motherfucking snot bubbling. Like, niggas just.
I play fight. People don't
control themselves.
One time in high school, bro. One time.
Mm-hmm.
All the homies used to play fight, bro. Then one day, the homie wanted to square up. He was like, let's side box, or let's shadow box. So you swing that here, right? I'm like, all right, good. All the homies do this. I ain't tripping. You square up. Swinging. Like, I really would have been tagging him if he was really fighting, because I didn't can't fight, right? He proceeds to, not knowing how to swing, It hit me in my lip.
See, now I'm bad.
Exactly. Now I'm fucking livid.
You got one, now I need one.
I'm livid. I'm like, bro, this is not what I agreed to. These are not the terms and conditions that I pushed accept on. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you signed up for, but I ain't signed up for but this shit.
From where I come from, if anybody touch you in a way
I need like back. That, bro, saying, I need right? a lick back.
Fuck a lick back, nigga. We're fighting. I say, bro, you just hit me in my motherfucking mouth. Yeah. Either we gonna fight right now, or we gonna stop.
Exactly.
It's one or the other, bro. Because if we keep play fighting, I'm going to fuck you up.
Right. Because
you already hit me.
Up either, nigga.
And if we fight.
Cops told me, once you start hitting that nigga, exactly. don't stop.
If we actually fight, I'm still going to fuck you up. You my boy. I don't want to fuck you up. Right. So let's just stop this right now. And we ain't never got to worry about this happening again, bro.
Nope.
Ever again.
But in terms of, you know, the nigga I just mentioned
mm-hmm.
by name, but in terms of his platform, I just want to say, like, with him, we kind of had a rocky little, you know, we've had some exchanges, we had some fucked up interactions, shit
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give a fuck, basically. Like, I just... I'm going to say what I want to say because it's my platform.
Who, what they, I'm supposed to tell you what to say?
Hell no, I'm just saying, like,
be, nah,
I'm just saying.
Can't nobody take nothing from you, bro.
And saying? On top of all that, like, we had our conversation, and that's in the past. Yeah. If you want to, I don't know if you listen to this. If you do, cool. Like, and if you want to talk about it, we could talk about it. Like, we can even talk about that bitch on air. Like, I really don't give a fuck. Because I'm at peace with everything I'm yeah. dealing with. And just because I said the things I said to him, don't mean he an enemy, but in my eyes, like, I just can't take that as a friendship.
Yeah, you just ain't in a circle.
I read something this morning that goes right in with that. Mm. It was if I gotta teach you and give you lessons on how to be a real nigga, I can't be around you.
Yeah. It's not my job to
all
them
niggas around me is already real niggas.
Exactly. It's not my job. Yeah.
We learning from each other. We feeding off each other. But nah, so we had our conversation. We came to peace with whatever we came to peace with. Say what we said. So I feel like that's it's in the past, so I'm comfortable speaking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Going
back to the podcast being a platform. Can't nobody control what the fuck we would say on our podcast.
Hell no.
Fuck them.
Hell no.
Fuck them.
Ain't nobody running this shit but us.
Mm-mm.
So.
If you think you are.
Ha! You are mistaken, my guy. But, shit, we on to selfishness now.
Selfishness.
How can that scenario without ruin a relationship or love? Love. I would say... In my own experience, I dated a single, like the only, my only child.
Hmm.
So, you born into, you know, well, not the only child, but technically, yes. So, like, you're born Being into raised. Getting everything you want, you know,
Just
the world
you.
Literally revolving around
Man,
you.
Your ass.
So,
yep.
That pushed me away. I was like, because I'm not a selfish person.
Yeah.
Like, I can have my points of being selfish because, you know, that's required, I think.
Yeah, it is.
But, oh, no, that shit just was just unattractive to me after a certain point. Like, it just disgusts you because it's like, you don't think about nothing but you.
Yourself.
And even when you're doing something for me, it has to be beneficial for you.
So it ain't for me.
Exactly. So...
It's for me to feel like it's for me.
Mmm. Elaborate.
So, I say it's for me to feel like it's for me. If you have this, the other person has this plan at the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do this, 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 so you feel this way, so they get this out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Mmm.
So at the end of everything, starts with that person, ends with that person.
You know what that sounds like? Mm-hmm. A nigga who buys a drink for a girl at a bar, mm-hmm. and expects to get that ass just because he bought that drink.
Hell yeah. Chick or both even ways. A motherfucker that brings, we gonna take a little.
Yeah.
Motherfucker that bring a bottle to like a family dinner, right?
Right.
The bottle gets a third drinking. So there's 2/3 left. On the way out the door, they grab their bottle.
That's a nigga move right there. That's
they
a
grab their bottle right and keep it pushing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they might have been the only person that drank that third.
Oh, this was my drink for the night, yep. Nigga. You sound crazy.
Yeah, they say be your own, right?
Yep.
But selfishness in the love space. Fuck. When we say love, I'm sure we're talking about love for another person.
Right. Right.
Woo. Can get the boat.
From the person who's not selfish, it feels like not love.
Damn.
That's what it is. Because
mm-hmm.
even, like, they start doing all these things, and then some of them you start to see, and it's like, okay, that's not how I would move in that situation if it had some, like, if I know you're attached to this,
yeah,
I wouldn't move like that. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
And that gets said out loud in conversation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you. And then they justify it. And it's like, okay, well, you don't give a fuck
about
that it don't. So I'm out.
Yeah.
Or, all right, cool. That's how we gonna move then?
We moving like that.
I got my shit, you got your shit. We could be together
mm-hmm.
when we together. But when I'm over here, I'm on my shit.
I'm really over here, and exactly. you are really over there.
Exactly. I'm so saying. Then that creates that whole separation in the household. Really. Shit. We got to get to the next thing.
Yeah, bro. We've been on this for
40 minutes.
40 of them.
A lovely topic.
Yeah, bro.
You got
love what you do.
Yeah, so then
more success is harder to grasp.
I want to shift over to there's love for people, and then there's love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love this thing. I have passion to do this. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the feeling this gives me, right? So when it comes to work, I knew from watching my dad from, you know, go to work, I told him early, like, I'm not sitting at a desk and working. I want to do something I love to
exactly.
do. And the thing is, maybe from, you know, older people's perspective, you can't do what you love all the damn time. Who says?
Why can't you?
Who says, yeah. right? If it's what I love, then I'm willing to put more into that than something that's just going to give me a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it while I'm there. Right?
That is.
I can't wait to leave yeah. when I'm working for someone else. When I'm working for me and my passion,
it's endless.
Leaving isn't even.
Yeah, it's not in the. It's yeah. not in the
when I finish, script. Okay, yeah. cool. I can go home now. Dope.
Or, motherfucker, I'm already at home.
Exactly.
Doing it.
So
know what I'm saying?
I'll say, shit, love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, it doesn't mean quit. Find something that you love to do on the side then.
That is one thing that I do appreciate about the millennials and Gen Z
mm-hmm.
Just going against what was built for us to, like, the funnel that they're trying to
right.
put us in.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers going around that shit. Like, this is not for me. I'm yeah. not. This does not fit me. This does not fit my description. You know what I'm saying? I don't fit that.
And I heard, I was actually leaving a grocery store the other day, and I heard a lady outside, and she's like, these millennials are just so fucking lazy. They don't want to work. Da, 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 da.
No, we don't want to work like you work. Like yeah. you work. The way you work. Because look how exactly. you look. See how you feel.
You're outside of a grocery store chilling, being bitter.
But we're lazy.
But we lazy. You got off work, and the first thing you did was go to the grocery store, get your dinner, go outside, speak to someone, and talk about how somebody else ain't doing what you would do. Nigga, go focus on what the fuck you gotta do.
Do that shit.
What you worry about a millennial for? Yeah. This nigga was born 20 years after you. Exactly. He's not thinking about your old ass.
At all.
Like, so go get your shit done.
Exactly. I love the way that, like, millennials have put themselves first.
Absolutely.
We are. It's us before you motherfuckers at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not on this earth to please you. This is a job. I don't give a fuck about this job. I could go do this, 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 and this.
And I think the disconnect between us and the older generations, everything they did was to provide for their families.
Survival of the fittest.
Do whatever you can to get food on the table, do this, do this, do that. Even if it's the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Survive. Just survive.
Now, we are over here like, I can get this bag on my own.
Because there's motherfuckers that's doing it too.
Right.
Yep.
I can get this bag on my own. I'm watching motherfuckers on Instagram, 12 years old with bands. Like, I can do that too. And the disconnect is they think that's selfish. No. We're thinking, you're thinking on the plane of, okay, I got to get food this week. We're thinking on the plane of, I want generational wealth.
Exactly.
Nigga.
I want businesses, bro.
My grandma, my mom's, everybody. Then my girl down the road, my wife down the road, my child, my nephews, my
everybody gotta all be straight. Set. Everybody gotta be straight.
They're all set.
Cause I'll be damned, bro, if I leave this place. Mark my words, bro. I'll be damned if I leave this place and leave nothing behind, bro. Nothing. Whether it's a piece of property, money, you know what I'm saying? Like low anything. I'd be damned, bro, if I leave this place, bro.
Exactly.
Nothing for the ones that come after me, that are from me, through me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, bro. I can't. And that, I feel like that's like a wasted life, bro. It's so easy to get caught up in America's, like, channel of you go to school, you go get a job.
Then you retired. Then
you work 40-hour weeks, 60-hour weeks, go get your bread, but you stay
years and years, for decades.
Stay in the same place.
Same spot.
Same place, because you're just working for somebody else. That person at the top, they are not in the same place.
And just like in a relationship where you ain't really benefit, or, you know, it's not mutual, whatever, you just get comfortable. You find your comfort in the situation, and you stick to that comfort.
Shit, man.
Like, yeah, I hate this job, but at lunch, I go, fuck with the funny nigga. Then I get off, I got a blunt to get me through my night.
Yep.
Get all the stress off my back. Yeah. And I wake up, do it again.
All over.
And I wake up, do it again. I can't get caught in that cycle, bro. Mm-hmm.
It's too much to life, bro.
It is.
It's way too fucking much to this lifetime, bro. We here.
This is kind of lacing back to what we were talking about earlier. I have a statement, and I want you to run with it.
Okay.
Perfect love does not operate through fear. Right? It doesn't move through fear.
Is there a such thing as perfect love? Because as we know, it's constantly changing.
There is, though.
Yeah.
Love between
I hear you.
A mother and a child.
I hear you.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's perfect.
I hear you.
Even if the mother is fucked up and, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
All the way to the end, there's love.
Yeah.
Whether the love is reciprocated the right way or, you know, used in the right light.
It's pure.
Exactly.
It's white.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing can delete that fit. Love, you know?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, bro.
They might not know how to operate in love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean there's no love there.
Yeah, it's there. They just don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, what they can handle or what they can give.
I think Mike Tyson said it best. Kind of what I feel like you're trying to hint at. Mm-hmm. A man can never, or a man's woman can never live up to what he wants her to, because the first love we ever received from a woman was our mama.
Mama.
And she can't give you what your mama gave you.
And that's the great. So I had this conversation, bro, when I was like 17 with the homie, bro. He's going through some shit. Oh, the nigga that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So he was going through some shit at the house with his moms. And he had sisters, three younger sisters. His mom was like, "You need to treat your sisters the way you treat the girls in the street." But I'm like, there's no way that he's going to be able to do that.
Right.
Because the way he loves you as his mom and them as his sisters is a completely different love than such and such that he is like in love with. You know what I'm saying?
And even more than that, it's easier to love your sister and mom because you know they're not going nowhere.
They ain't going no fucking where.
So I can give you all that love.
Or,
and I don't even, in reverse, I don't even care that it comes back because I know you are connected to me forever through bloodline.
Yep.
I can't give that same love to a girl that I just am attracted to because, shit, there's so many what ifs in the air. Right?
Mm-hmm. Shit, an argument between a sibling ain't going to end that sibling shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
They ain't in that relationship. You argue with a shorty, this shit might be the last one. You have, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be a different approach.
It has to be.
For it to operate the way that you would like for it to operate, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the translation gets, like, it's a great, I feel like it's a great area, bro, for some. Not for me, but for some. They just can't figure out how to turn that switch on and off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know how to give love, but it's one type of love, and that's all they are able to give to whoever receives it. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's on the other end, that is what they receive.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, the way I love you niggas is way different than the way I love Travis, for his sense. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Way different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just dishing it out. Bro.
Yeah, it's real. But one thing I did read from The Game of Life, the example they gave, or she gave, was someone will, and I'm probably, like, this is why it spoke to me so much, because in any situation where my people are involved, I'm a protector.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when little mama go out and I'm worried, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just me. That's just in me. Like,
You're
out. I'm not worried about what you're doing. I'm just worried about the niggas around you, the people around you, what's popping off.
Yeah, because I have no control there. I can't do shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'll go and tell her, like, yo, I'm not going to go to sleep. Like, I'm going to be right here, like, till you get better. And she's like, no, you ain't got to do that.
It's not about me.
But it's not about what I need to do. I don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have
to. It's what it is.
That's just on my head. Yeah. Like, but the quote, or what the example had said, was when you send, like, your significant other out in the world, whatever, you can't have fear that something might happen to them. Because real love moves without fear, right? So I should already know. In my divine right, right? Like, divine right, my in just pure divinity, right? If I'm meant to love this person, if I love this person, the divine is gonna protect me.
Yeah.
So I have no need to stress,
mm-mm,
right? I know they're protected by divinity, and they're always in the right place because of that.
So, there is a quote from the Good Book, that says, love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is kind. Love does not boast.
Mm.
You know? Let me pull this up. Okay, love is patient, love is kind. Love does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking.
Mm.
It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. I say that and read that to say, there is. So I answered my own question earlier, is there such thing as perfect love? The answer is yes, so that is what it looks like, or what it sounds like, what it feels like, I'm saying.
The word is a guideline. In perfect love, you gotta
abide by some things, man. Mm-hmm. You have to,
right?
You have to, for it to operate as it should. Things to smooth all the parts in the right places. You know what I'm saying,
absolutely.
But
you had a question actually. And this is going to take us into another little rabbit hole. We spoke about this. It's,
this part here.
Yeah.
So
go ahead, ask the question.
This was, it's more of like a thought than a question, bro. Just like the people you consider you love are like the closest people to you.
In your circle.
In your circle. Those are like
your support system. There you go.
Yes, your support system. The people you love. Whoever you consider that.
Right.
I feel like they are the most accessible to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Because you are so vulnerable with that person. So open. They know a lot.
They know everything. Even on top of that, you're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
You're willing to give them everything.
Than anyone else.
Just with that being said, be fucking careful.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. I mean, what really led us to that point, we're speaking a little bit about domestic violence.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbit
hole, yeah.
And I feel like there's situations where domestic violence, well, it's a touchy subject.
It is.
It really is. But I feel as though it's not always one-sided. Well, it never is one-sided, really. Not to say that the victim is, it's their fault, but really with any big situation, any big problem, there's always small things that lead up to it, right?
Yeah, facts.
So if you don't set standards, then you're really welcoming whatever comes.
Yeah.
Not welcoming, but, you know, letting it happen.
Yeah, facts. Because if this is not set in the beginning and understood and abided by, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit is going to hit the fan, bro. You know?
And those three things, those three factors that we said will kill love, will also, well, a lot of the times, a lot of the time, domestic violence ties into all three of those. Mm-hmm. Jealousy for sure.
Yeah.
Fear for sure.
Yeah.
And selfishness for sure.
Yeah. That's a fact.
And not even one at a time. Could be selfishness and fear. Yeah, it could be jealousy and selfishness. Like, or it could be all damn three of them. Just working together, just
for the bettering of nobody.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, what's the scenario
of a domestic violence one?
Yeah, that kind of
that lead to.
Let's go there. What are some things that can lead to domestic violence or force the issue, you know? What are some small things that can lead to that big problem? There you go.
I like where you put that.
Disrespect.
Somebody not taking care of their shit. Ownership.
True.
I like to self-reflect. So I'm going to start with me. You know what I'm saying? Starts with ownership. If you don't own what you have, you know what I'm saying, and proceed to take care of those things, shit is it's
snowball
destined
effect.
To exactly it's destined
then
to
at some point
to snowball
your
to,
partner is gonna be like, okay, I love this person, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. I'm gonna let them slide, mm-hmm. I know, you know,
but then there's the other side of I love this person so much, this is not who I like them as, so I'm right. going to
so I'm going
do
to
do my best to adjust this. No.
But then adjusting that may turn into I'm trying to change this person,
exactly.
or the person who's, you know, accustomed or, you know, just won't set those standards for themselves.
So you need to one
we turn to a point just, where it's like, okay, you're trying to change me. This is just who I am.
Yep. This is how I
we
am.
We get so comfortable with I'm a fuck up.
Yep. This is what
sense,
it is.
This is what I do. This is my personality. No, that's what you do.
Yep.
What you do is not your personality.
It's not who you are.
You can change what you do. You can't change your personality, right? I can say tomorrow, well, not me, but someone could say tomorrow, well, yeah, me, because I did. I'm done cheating. I don't want to experience that. I don't want to hurt nobody else. That's not my personality.
Yeah,
that
you don't
cheating.
Do that no more. That's just something
right,
you did.
That's just something I don't do anymore because I know the consequences, the people it hurts, all the shit that's affected by that. So I'm not doing that, right? When on the other side, it'd be like, well, that's just what I do. I'm a dog, right? Like, you speak that into fruition, sort of. Power of the tongue. I'm a dog. So then that's what the motherfucker just becomes.
A dog. Hear so much, start believing that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, motherfucker, lie to themselves so much that it will become the reality, bro.
Yeah. Straight out.
Let's get back to domestic violence because you asked for one example. They just got like five.
Right.
Yeah, like five.
And then I feel like another one would be, we spoke on this. It's a dangerous waters to walk through, but fuck them. It's our platform.
Fuck them.
Women, you got to be better. I feel like
the women we've experienced and that we see.
Them bitches ain't around me.
And that
and
we
I call
see.
Them bitches because they bitches.
That we see.
Right?
Them bitches, yo.
And when I say bitches, I'm talking about men, women, whoever the fuck is acting like a bitch at
if
that
you's
point.
A bitch, you's a bitch.
Right. So if you heard women when I said bitches, that's on you. That's not what I mean.
You heard niggas when he said bitches?
Right.
So be it.
So a bitch is a bitch, just to clarify.
Straight up.
So none of them around me.
Yeah.
Anybody who does that, like, I'm pretty good at reading you. And if you even say one thing that's just weird, I'm like, okay, yeah, fuck no.
Straight ass.
I don't like the way you move it.
Yeah.
Right? Or the way you could possibly move it.
Mm-hmm. The potential you have to move, very, very different.
If you could say something out of pocket comfortably, and I don't feel right about it, I'm detaching.
Yeah.
Period.
Because that's just what it is. If you're comfortable in that, and I'm not going to cause any fucking havoc. You
right,
know?
Right.
That's just what life is going to be. We could just not coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Life is that simple. There's so much more.
But I call them bitches.
Bitches.
Because a woman who's been taught her whole life that a man can't hit me will Ooh. Still not push a man to the point where she could possibly get hit, right? Mm-hmm. Now, a bitch will know that a man can't touch her, fire the nigga up on purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, force him to a place, not force him, but take him to a place where he may feel emasculated, he may feel like you trying to get one over on, he may feel like you just
let's say they
being disrespectful.
Let's say they, because this goes.
Yeah, they.
These shoes fit everybody.
And at a certain point, nobody's going to take disrespect.
Yeah.
Well, not warranting. I'm not warranting, you know, to choose violence.
Yeah, don't.
I'm warranting that, like, or I'm saying that don't poke the bear if you sleep, right? You don't go to the wilderness fucking with mountain lions and then get surprised when the motherfucker
bites your ass. Yeah. Right? Like,
so it's the same concept. It's like, a man is a man at the end of the day, even if the man... Shit, I ain't seen men who had never been in a fight with another man before in their life and they ain't hit a woman. Right?
Like, say that again.
I done seen men who have never fought another man in their life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you.
But will swing on a woman. That,
yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, be mindful of that, right? And that's bitch shit.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But that not to say that anyone can be pushed to a point where they won't be themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I've been pushed to a point where, like, when I'm angry, I'm scared of me.
I'm scared for everybody around me.
You feel me?
Yeah, that's not a place I go to often.
And shit, it was a place I went often, so I'm...
It's a place
I've had to work on myself and be like, you gotta just walk away sometimes. Yeah. Bro. Like,
shut up and take it on the chin.
Because me angry staying there and motherfuckers trying to bring me down, like...
It's just pushing me more.
Exactly. Bro. Exactly. So...
You know, you seen it.
I know my anger, from my perspective, my anger is... It has a limit, but never to say that a woman could push me to hit her.
Yeah, nah, ever.
Because, nigga, I got sisters. I was raised by women damn near. Like,
yeah, not between these two.
That shit disgusts me. Like, if you're willing to swing on a woman, like, I shit talk a woman before I swing on her. Like,
for sure. She's getting...
Every time.
Every name in the book. Every word in the book.
Like, if you want to hurt feelings, we can hurt feelings. Like, I could speak. And I think that's an intelligence thing. That's an intelligence thing. Because when you were little, you couldn't express the way you wanted to express. What did you do? Exactly. So, I feel like that's just like an intelligence thing. And really just like learning how to express yourself.
Yeah, facts.
But
there it is. My folks do not express themselves, literally, bro. So, they resort to... I'm going to put my hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit you with such this.
And then people will try to justify that and say, I only hit you because I love you.
Fuck that shit.
What?
How does that make any sense?
I love my mama. I ain't never not once swung on her. Or even thought. My mom's.
I ain't
what?
Even thought about that shit.
That sounds crazy, bro. That don't even make sense.
Yeah.
You don't harm things that you love.
Yeah.
That don't even go together.
Yeah, and fuck though.
That don't make no type of sense. No matter how you trying to spin it, like, that'll make sense, bro. So I'm moving in them bushes.
It's a bird.
I was like, nigga, what's over there?
Man, these birds in Pasadena, man. But going back to that, bro, if you put your hands on a woman, or
you a bitch.
Let me just take a step back, not just hands on a woman. If you put your hands on your significant other,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you identify as.
You a bitch.
He's a bitch. That's not...
He's a bitch.
How shit should be.
Right. You a bitch. Period.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta get left at. Like,
he's a bitch.
That's a motherfucker that you claim to love and you swinging on him?
Exactly.
That's some bitch shit. That's
some real bitch shit.
Bitch.
And it leads right into, like, women will... Or, yeah, we'll say women because using your...
Yeah, definitely. Me, I'm firing at the women today. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck them. Test,
I'm firing at y'all.
Testing.
Because you know me, I'm a devil's advocate.
Masculinity.
Masculinity. I've seen this. Testing them.
I've seen this happen on many occasions, so many times, with just a couple. Whether it was a couple that I knew personally or motherfuckers that I just seen out in public. I was at dinner a few weeks ago. Just a couple sitting at the table right behind us. The beginning, everything's smooth, you know what I'm saying? Laughs, everybody happy, jolly, bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Shit, 15 minutes go by, we turn around, shit, the nigga done sat all the way up in his chair, elbows all across the table, and they dead in each other's faces, like, you can't hear shit. You can't hear a damn thing they saying.
Right, but you just
You feel it.
Yeah.
You know what's going on over there.
It's thick.
in a group setting, I feel like it happens more often than not when masculinity gets tested. When we feel like it gets tested. When that shit gets tested.
Y'all motherfuckers be testing niggas, men.
For real. I seen it happen so many times, bro. For instance, another instance, bro. Family parties. We had a family party. You know, cousin bring his shorty. Fuck that. Let's go to her house.
Yeah.
We at they family function. Mm-hmm. And you are with her family.
She got all her brothers and
cousins, uncles, and shit around. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And you, the odd man out. Don't nobody know you like that. Nobody fuck with you like that. Right. You just such and
even
such.
Even if they boyfriend, do, they right? gonna take her side.
Exactly. No matter what the fuck happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the space of her
family,
like,
comfortability, really. That's her safe space.
Yes. So, she's safe there. You know what I'm saying? She has zero worries in the world. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, no matter what they do, she feels safe because of where she is, right? In the space of discomfort for you,
mm-hmm.
women might be like, damn. Women do this shit, bro. They test, I've heard it out of numerous women's mouth. They test their man to see how he would react in certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And a motherfucker could be so.
Hold on. Who the fuck are you to test me?
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Let me be in control of my own growth. You're not supposed to test me.
What they said was like for their own security to make them feel safer in their brain, I guess, you know, which is retarded.
That's dumb as shit. Dumb. Just
dumb
stupid.
As fuck. Exactly. Anywho, she might pop off on him at the family barbecue, you know what I'm saying? Cause
talk crazy,
do anything just because of where she is, you know. Let me ask you this. How would you react in that situation? If she come up to you like, Bryce, I don't like the way you were talking to me before we got here, and I think that was some fuck shit. I think you's a bitch for doing that. This I'd is like, the family is there, but this is just y'all having this convo.
Just a conversation. First of all, why are we talking about this now? You could talk about it in the car. So you trying to make a scene out of this shit. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's fine.
It's a dangerous man if y'all don't know.
That's fine. Because me, I'm not going to change who the fuck I am. I don't care who the fuck is around.
Where am I?
So, all right. I understand what you said, too. But then you went and called me a bitch. And if you're going to call me a bitch, we could use names. Do you want to use names today?
So you want to talk about mama.
Yeah, you want to use names today. That's fine. And actually, no. I ain't even going to call you a name because that's not me.
Yeah, bigger than that.
So now I'm finna leave.
And leave you here with this family?
When you ready to call me by my name, come find me. You feel me?
Yep.
I'm not even about to give you the you're not even about to get the satisfaction of seeing
how I'm gonna react to this situation around your folks.
I'm not giving that to you.
I'll talk to you when you get back to the house.
Right.
I'll be at the house.
As a matter of fact, I might be asleep. Don't wake me up.
Yeah, if I'm sleeping,
see me tomorrow. The fuck? Because if you wake me up, I'm really gonna be mad.
Oh yeah, then we're up. We're talking now.
And you tried to hurt my feelings earlier, and nobody here to save you. I'm gonna hurt your feelings too.
Malcolm and Marie.
And you know what? And I still love you though. And even while I may hurt your feelings, might seem petty in the moment,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to look back and be like, damn, he ain't called me a name the whole time, though. He called me by my name. He called me babe. Yeah, he called me, right?
Women like to throw that bitch word around like it's just fun. I hate that shit.
Don't call me no bitch. Because that's, I'm not going to do nothing
don't
to
call
you,
me no
but
bitch.
The conversation's over.
Yeah, it's not.
If you're willing to stoop that low.
I have nothing to talk to you about.
Right.
Don't call me no bitch.
You better go find a bitch. That nigga ain't in here.
Yeah, get the fuck.
You better go find a bitch.
Bro, this shit crazy, bro. Shorty was over. He was playing around, bro. And that word slipped. I'm like, you gotta go. If you're gonna, like, you really have
to. I ain't never been no bitch.
You have to leave. Get the fuck out of my room. Get out of my house. you can, like, there's no space for you here if you are going to talk to me in that manner. You know, this is me trying to take care of the situation as best as I can. You know, you got to get your everything. Mm-hmm. Go. Once you figure out how to talk to me properly, maybe, but fuck that.
Facts. Nah, for real. I feel like that is the biggest, that might be the biggest test of masculinity. Because I've...
For me, I feel that. Yeah.
And that, personal and standpoint. Honestly, a girl that are in a relationship, they won't let that word fly till about 7 months in when they really comfortable with you and they know how you react.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ain't gonna touch me, bitch.
You just act like a little bitch.
So you want me to be the nigga that you don't want to be with?
Yeah, you don't want to be with me. Right. Obviously, unless you like being with bitches, and that's not me. So get up out of here.
You looking for a bitch? You looking in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the kitchen? Like, you better go find that nigga outside.
That nigga ain't me.
You better go hit the corner store for that shit, cause this nigga here.
It's not here.
I ain't never gonna chase nobody that's gonna assault me. Sorry, I got fired up, y'all.
Go, nigga. Go.
I'll let y'all have it today.
Oh, go.
Oh, shit. I'll relax. I'm chill. I'm gonna be back, though. What you got?
As there are folks, or as there are women that test masculinity, there are also men that test masculinity. And when they're uncomfortable, well, I feel like men...
It's not masculinity, though, I think. When it comes to the woman, I feel like it's testing the power. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because, let's be fucking real. Every relationship, I don't care what the dynamic is, the woman has the power.
Straight, if y'all didn't know.
The woman has the power.
Now you know.
Period. So, I think men try to overcompensate with their masculinity and try to show, like, I'm in control.
If you got control, you know it. You ain't got to show it.
Yeah. And if you think you got control, you don't. It's not even supposed to be that. It's not even supposed to be that.
Why do you have control over something that's between a joint? You know what I'm saying?
And even on top of that, you trying to control your woman. Nigga, she controls you if you really want to get technical. Right?
Think about it. If yo shorty, we'll say that for what they got to pay for.
Yeah. But,
I feel like the when a man tests another man's masculinity, his is threatened.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
He's like, damn, I'm uncomfortable.
But even in that situation, I feel like I can still protect my masculinity.
Absolutely.
When a woman does it, I'm froze up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm froze up or I'm acting out of instinct.
Whatever you shit. Whatever you get, you get.
So, fuck, yeah.
Let's get into these props and ops, bro. So we get the fuck right here.
Play the video. All
right.
So we're going to give you this intro. They're speaking on, this is the I Am Athlete podcast. We spoke on a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They're speaking on, you know, basketball contracts and NFL contracts and really just athletes speaking out on social justice
and who
issues.
Has the power amongst professional sports.
There you go.
NBA, NFL.
I think that's a good intro. Good.
There you motherfuckers go.
First of all, I'm going to say this. First of all, I'm saying sorry, Dre. Sorry, Dre. This is about to go real loud. Sorry, Dre. First of all, y'all don't even know what the f*** y'all talking about because y'all talking about the NBA. Everybody got guaranteed contracts, and it's false. They don't. Searching this sh- And I'm telling you, it's the truth. No, they don't. Not everybody that's on the NBA roster.
Like, who would guarantee?
There's two-way contracts. There's two-way contracts.
No, it's not.
And then there's the top dog.
There's the top dog.
No, it's not. There's four guys on the NBA team that got guaranteed contracts. And everybody else can be cut today and don't get nothing.
And don't have land on.
Look it up. It's not guaranteed.
So who has?
structure, the NBA, the NFL. Everything y'all saying is what I'm saying. It's now you finally got the Russell Wilsons of the world.
So, that man right there screaming.
Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall.
Former NFL receiver. Yeah,
he's
played for the Dolphins, played for the Bears.
He's like 36. For the Jets. All time on receiver list.
Top 40 receiver.
Yeah, something like that. Unfortunately, he fits the description for our op this week because he is dead ass wrong, bro. Like, wrong. Dead wrong. Like, there's facts that.
The shit that he's saying is saying. So he's saying only four motherfuckers have guaranteed contracts.
On a, like, 15-man roster.
If the fifth, sixth motherfucker that don't have a guaranteed contract gets cut tomorrow, he gets nothing.
Which is false.
It's false. No organization can even run like that. No. That's not even, if I did the work, I get paid. Mm-hmm. That's just pure society.
For NBA. For NBA.
Right.
For NBA.
For the NBA. For the NBA. For the NBA. Correct.
If you are on the bench, no matter how much your contract is, whether it's 50 M's or
200K.
If it's guaranteed, if you on that bench, you're getting paid what you sign. I'm saying?
Because you work in the hours. You're playing.
Exactly.
You're there.
So the op is Brandon Marshall. And the op is also anybody else that is screaming at motherfuckers when you dead ass wrong.
For real.
And there's facts to back what you're going against. You know what I'm saying? You dead ass wrong. And you screaming at people.
And people that are your boys,
that too. Are supposed to be your kin. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like, shit, I said this before, too. Don't let emotion run your reaction.
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, he's just screaming and
getting nothing out.
Nobody even ended up on his side at the end of it. Because it's like,
dead ass wrong.
Exactly. So here, other opinions. And then now Chad Johnson gets up.
So that's where we're skipping up. And our prop goes to.
And our prop
goes to Chad. So here's Chad. It's
Chad Johnson. Ocho Cinco.
Franchise.
Oh, I'm clicking the wrong shit. Damn it. My Apple Pay is coming up.
It was over with. See, I keep talking about this big business. Yes, I get it. When it comes down to numbers, you keep saying that. Now, all of a sudden, they got to talk about Russell Wilson.
Still
they
got to
talk about Deshaun Watson.
Still Brandon.
Two people that are what? Franchise. They can do that. They can do that. Russell Wilson can come out and take a knee. That's why everybody else was scared.
Why didn't he?
Because they understand the consequences and repercussions of not being able to provide.
But why did he do it down? Why are they doing it 4 years later? 2016 is when Colin Kaepernick took his knee.
You know why, B.
Russell Wilson got paid already, right? Deshaun Watson got paid already, right? Now I can make my noise. Why? Because the money's power. You don't get it. You answered your own question. You named two people that have already gotten what?
It's not because of money.
They've already gotten what? Hey. Wake up, man.
No, it's not. 2020, B.
Dog, what do you keep saying B for?
That nigga's finna start yelling again. I'm not going for it. Props to Chad, my nigga.
Cause sometimes you just got fight fire with fire. And a nigga that's on fucking 10 point scale and he's on 15, you gotta bring that shit to 15 with him.
Yep.
Chad stood up. Cause Brandon, I know y'all didn't see the video, but Brandon was standing up the whole time. He was screaming
and yelling.
Clapping, screaming, veins popping out his neck. Chad matched the energy, but had facts to back his shit.
Yeah. Right? He's yelling at four grown-ass men.
Four grown-ass men.
Like, grown.
Grown. All these niggas have been where he been.
Been through it. Got paid. He don't fucking know.
Yeah, exactly. He played with a couple of these
niggas. He played in the league. So, here's what they were arguing about. It's the people that hold the power amongst those professional sports, right? They wanted to talk about, like, athletes not speaking up. Reason being, motherfuckers or why people in the NFL don't speak up as much as people in the NBA. Mm-hmm. NBA money is guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? If you sign that, you get yours.
Right.
NFL, motherfucker might not be getting his, like they said, hundreds of millions. A nigga might get two M's on his 1 year contract. He might get cut. If he gets cut, he's not getting paid because they get paid after every single, they get game checks, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you don't play, if you're not on that team, bro, you're not getting no check. So what is there for me to, like, I mean, I see both sides, you know? I got to get mine. I got to get paid. So if I got to shut the fuck up so I can get my money, if it takes the money to get here for me to speak up, shit, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not fucking up what I got. And that's just being selfish. That's me being selfish, which is fine. Just like
Chad has said, so I can provide.
Niggas got
families, kids, fucking moms, dads who never had shit. The first shit that popped up in their family was this NFL check. So am I to go and try to save the world when I gotta save my family?
Exactly. I gotta make sure mine is straight before I can worry about.
I'm not sacrificing the food on my plate or my children's plate.
And the comfortability, because you could go from making those M's, motherfucker, when I start talking. Look at Cat, bro. Mm-hmm. Look at Cat. It's fucked up, but
he lost it all.
All. I respect him for what he did. I thank him for what he did, bro. But
at what cost?
Yeah. Yeah.
For people to hate you. For people to not give you what you have worked your whole life for. Shit that you already deserve.
You can't play sport that you love and get paid for it.
The man came in halfway through the season, started, and still took his team to the Super Bowl. Yep. And all of that was erased off of him going on a knee.
One fucking knee, bro.
Lost his job. Lost
millions.
Millions. That probably millions. Could have been guaranteed.
But Cap is straight, bro.
He's straight.
He got Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Nike got Cap.
But I feel like it's hard. It's easier for Brandon to say what he's saying. Because he was in that position of being the top dog, being the money maker, being
he had the fucking money.
Exactly. And you were always a star receiver. So you never knew what it was like to really scrape, fucking be a practice player.
Yeah.
Not know if I'm going to make it through preseason. Mm-hmm. I might get cut. You didn't have to deal with that because you were a franchise player, bro.
You got your money. It's easier for you to talk. You were a household
name.
Exactly.
If they cut you, ESPN is on it talking you're going about crazy. It. Some of these niggas get cut and nobody's gonna say nothing.
We didn't even know these motherfuckers were on the team.
Right.
At that, you know what I'm saying?
And even the niggas that did know he was on the team, they not even gonna notice he was off the team until halfway through the season.
Yep.
Where is what's his name?
Oh, he
got cut?
Week six.
He playing arena ball now?
He been out of here.
So like, I don't know. I know I'm the type to be like, I'm not with all the politics and shit, right? Like, I understand if I have that platform and I'm a star player, yes, I'm going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I'm making 200K, I know that nobody is following me like they're following fucking Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Odell, Jarvis. Like, I don't even get that same look. That's
crazy you name those people. Those are the same four names that he was using.
Really?
I swear, bro.
And I didn't even watch the episode.
You didn't.
But, like, I don't carry the same weight that them niggas carry. Yeah. So, shit, I'm still trying to figure out how to get on the field. Who am I to be like, okay, all these niggas need to listen to me. I'm going to speak up because I know niggas listen. No, I don't. Them niggas don't even have the confidence in themselves at that point.
You gotta earn that shit.
Right.
So, they were saying, Andre Johnson, Hall of Famer, when he speaks, people listen because he don't talk much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a motherfucker that got power.
Right.
He said one thing, everybody's talking about him. Saying.
With Deshaun Watson's case.
Exactly.
Nobody believes.
We were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Houston was, we were talking about it last week, about Deshaun Watson and the whole sex scandal.
Yeah.
And I think they set him up because Houston, they were, Andre Johnson was actually the one that said Houston is a corrupt organization.
They will fuck up your career. They will. It's known to tear people's careers apart.
So I feel like they did set him up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like
that. So it's a bunch of rich motherfuckers at the top that don't know a damn thing about ball that he said is running the Houston Texans organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, it's not just the Texans, it's the whole NFL. Sports.
Here's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a job you are not qualified for, and then you are over other people, and the people that were your employees that work under you started to test you and test your, what are you going to do? You going to flex.
Like, you must have forgot who I...
Right. You don't know the power that I have. Exactly. So let me show you so that you stop testing me.
Bye, D-Hop. Bye, JJ.
Right.
Just because of what they... That shit is fucked up out there. You know what I'm saying?
We wasn't even trying to win a championship next year. Bye, D-Hop. Figure it out on your own, Deshaun. And no, you can't leave.
You can't leave, but good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's 36 women that are...
All of a sudden. When I want to leave.
When I want to get out of here. When I'm trying to get paid.
Now, Deshaun Watson don't even seem like that type of dude. Like, when I see Deshaun Watson's interviews, I'm like, he really a cornball.
I watched his little docuseries from growing up with his mom's. His mom go through a lot. She's sick. She's still sick. Like, I don't remember what she battles, bro. But something, ever since he was, like, at Clemson or high school or some shit, bro. But anywho, I hate that. Just don't seem like that's enough for him to fuck everything else off. You
and
know,
even on top of all of that,
where he comes from, what he has from there.
She told me another, or like this past month, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. She told me her mom had told her that you could tell a lot by how a man would treat a woman by his relationship with his mother.
Mm.
His relationship with his mother was like flawless, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
All he's been trying to do is provide for her.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you... He has a sick mom at home. That's who he's had to take care of his whole life. When do you think he has the time with his playbook to learn? He's running an entire offense at the NFL level.
Yeah.
He's still a young quarterback.
Yeah.
When do you think he has time to go in and be that?
Yeah.
That doesn't even add up.
His shorty is bad as fuck, too.
Right. I'm a fucking one of the highest paid quarterbacks, bro. Like, I'm a starting quarterback on an NFL team.
Yeah.
You think I got to steal some shit?
There's nothing like... It's... If anything, it's the
wrong. And I was a top pick, bro.
Stop it.
What?
But, man. I hate to be so fucking grounded, bro, because I don't put shit past no fucking body, bro.
Mm.
Unfortunately. You know?
And money can't change you.
Change your whole.
Especially shit, if you were never able to be a kid because you were taking care of your mom.
You never got to live.
Never got to live.
Yeah.
Same thing with Michael Jackson. What did Michael Jackson go and do? I'm going to be a kid now. I'm going to build a fucking petting zoo. I'm going to build a fucking...
That
wasn't a product of him trying to fucking bring kids in there. He was trying to be a kid still.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
hanging out with kids because and he want to be a kid.
Caught them his friends. Like, these
exactly.
are my friends.
Exactly.
You think Michael's touching on them kids?
It's possible.
I think so.
Because I'm pretty sure he was molested or abused.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. And I feel like, I don't think it was all of the kids, but I feel like maybe some parents started hearing about the shit and it was like, oh, my kid was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked their kid and maybe the kid might not say something happened or they might say something or not say something. And they're like, okay, well, I'm going to add you into this case because...
We're suspecting something happened exactly. between you and this person.
Exactly.
Damn, this world is fucked, man.
Man, rabbit hole.
Let's get these motherfuckers this advice.
Oh, shit.
My advice for this week, don't put shit past no fucking body.
Amen.
Don't put nothing past nobody, man. I ain't even gonna go into it.
And piggybacking off of that, don't put nothing past anybody. But at the same time, trust.
Yeah. Don't let it fuck up your relationships.
If you don't get a red flag, don't create a red flag.
Facts. Don't make one. Don't go drawing shit on the fucking whiteboard. Yeah, nah. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you feel me?
That's good.
Because with me, like, I could trust somebody all the way to 110%.
Yeah.
And still have those thoughts. Like, damn, what if they aren't what they show on me?
Exactly.
What if? And that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Every time I've been in a relationship and I've sat there, or just a friendship, whatever, and I've sat there and been like, ooh, I feel like they might be trying to get one over on me. They might, those are the moments that I went and tried to protect myself and go get them before they get me.
All right, let me say this. Don't put shit past nobody, but don't forget how to live. Just live.
I've just learned my approach to shit is to relationships, to friendships, to connections, to people. Now, I'm trying to grow into this, into the thoughts of, I can't prepare myself for the bad that's going to happen. Because even when I try to prepare myself for the bad, it still was bad, and it still hurt.
Yeah, just as much.
So when the bad comes, don't expect it. When it comes, just be ready for it.
Yeah.
So if I have no reason to not trust you, if I have no reason to, you know, shut you out, nothing like that, then I won't.
Yeah.
But then once that situation comes, I got to be strong enough to be like, okay, I'm walking away from this situation. Mm-hmm. As much as it hurts, oh well. But I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah.
That's it, man. Y'all be safe, man.
Y'all be easy, be safe.
Stay safe. Stay out the way.
And watch the people you around.
For real.
Be confident in the people you around.
Yeah. Look at everything at a glance, man.
Mm-hmm. Scan the room before you walk in that motherfucker, bro.
And if you in that motherfucker, scan who come through that door.
Exactly.
Scan who come through that door, man. Protect your energy.
At all times.
Because it is valuable. These ain't more tips for the week. Because that shit is valuable.
You just got three more for free.
Yeah. That shit is really valuable. Protect that shit at all costs. But that's all I'm saying. I ain't saying shit else till next week.
We love y'all.
Love y'all, man. For real.
This is Durag Discussions. We are now in season 4.
Hey, is this number one?
I think so. This is season 4. Episode 1, we kicking it off right.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all. Keep listening, keep following.
Please.
Keep sharing. Share. You stingy motherfucker, share. Y'all keeping good word for yourselves.
Yeah, bro.
Stingy.
Don't be stingy. Another tip. Don't be stingy with this shit.
You got 6 of them.
Yeah.
Episode 1 of season 4, you get 6 tips. So use them all wisely. It's all love, and we out.
We out.
Discuss.
Damn, Logan spazzed out. What the fuck going on?